start with our lesson, shall we? Revelation chapter 17. We've spent considerable time on Revelation 17 and 18. Can somebody tell me why? Let's see if it's been in vain. Why are we spending a lot of time on Revelation 17 and 18? What's it about? Must be pretty important. Or at least I think it is. Revelation 17 and 18. What is it about? Nobody remembers? Well, I haven't spent nearly enough time here, I can see. Richard, really worship at their most fundamental level. To try to make it clearer, is the word whore or harlot most often used in the scripture in reference to the actual carnal physical act that is prohibited by the laws of most of our states here in America? Is it used in another sense then? Yes, Barb? Sure. God calls Israel a harlot. They've gone a-whoring after other gods. Wow. That makes it a lot more serious, doesn't it? The mother of harlots, if it's used in that sense, what do you suppose that says about mystery Babylon the Great? If it's a mother of harlots, what would be a distinguishing mark of Babylon the Great? Pardon? Well, sure. Yeah, that's good. Do you suppose it would be then the purpose of this Babylon the Great to lead mankind away from God? Well, sure. Spiritual harlotry. Can you see that this is in the spiritual sense and not in the carnal sense? The way the word is being used here, it's important to understand that. Because remember, there are two components to the world system, the spiritual and the economic. And we're talking about the spiritual here in Revelation chapter 17. So it's harlots and abominations. What is an abomination? That word is often used in the scripture. What does that mean? What is an abomination? You can use politicians as an example if you want to. Just kidding. Every time I say that, I'm accusing myself because I vote too. Do you vote? You should. Choose your own abomination. Just kidding. If more Christians had run for office, it'd leave less room for the crooks, wouldn't it? What's an abomination? Since we're here on the Word, I guess we have to talk about it. But since we're out of time, I'll let you think about it for a few days. Let's pray. Our dear Lord, we want to thank you for your Word once again this morning. Lord, without your Word, even we who are your children would have no light on what the world is doing around us. Dear Lord, we'd be wandering through the wilderness and participating in things that we ought not, because we wouldn't understand what those things are and what their significance is. And Lord, you've told us that there are many kinds of voices in the world and none of them without signification. We ought not to be ignorant, but understand what your will is. And we ought not to be ignorant of the devices of the devil wherein he seeks to entangle us again in the yoke of bondage under the elements of the world. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd open our minds and hearts to receive these matters. And Lord, begin giving us more spiritual discernment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.